This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. It's great to be back. Sorry I wasn't here last Monday. I was having the day off. I was eating ice cream on the beach in Whitby, enjoying the sunshine. So sorry about that. I should have been with you guys. But listen, hey, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, we were meant to be chatting tonight with ex-Leicester City Larry May. A lot of you are probably too young to remember Larry May, but I remember Larry May. Great player. Scored the winning goal to take us to Division Two Championship winners in 1979-1980. We'll get Larry May on again because he is one of my personal old school favourites and heroes. So I do want to have a chat with him. Sadly, technology, these ex-players, they don't all get it. Anyway, listen, you, what do you want to talk about tonight? We've got loads and loads of transfer gossip to get through. Matty Bond, good evening to you, Matty says. Hello, Sean. Hello to you. How are you? Well, I'm missing Sean. I'm missing our little chats on match days. Anybody else already missing the football, the live watch-alongs? We certainly are. Donna, good evening to you. Get your views in, Donna, and to you, Sidon, watching on LCFC. He says, Edouard, that appears to be one of the biggest rumours going at the moment. 15 million. It sounds like he is coming to Leicester. It sounds like he is turning Arsenal down and coming to Leicester. Does that show you where Leicester have got to in the Premier League standings? People turning Arsenal down to come to Leicester. That's what I want to know. Let's get a few more shout-outs going in there. Gary Wigston, good evening, Wiggo. Hope you're well. Hope the hairdo's still good. Kane, how are you? Good evening to you, Kane. What do you reckon to Edouard? Who else have we got to talk about? Sumer, am I saying that right? Some of these names, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Sumer sounds good. Do you know the one I like the sound of? Is, and I'm going to have to look, Francisco Trinco. Now that sounds like a football player. What do you reckon to him? We need a winger. He's gone. And obviously, Damari Gray, we let him go. So who would you like to have as a winger? Manguez said Sumer, Edouard, and which right winger? I think RW, that's what you're going for. Should we go for, he's saying in there. What do you reckon to that? Get your views in there. John Squires, good evening, John. How are you? Hope you're well. Nice profile picture of Sir Frank Worthington there, RIP. Who are we going to buy, says John? Who, indeed, I want your views, John. Who would you like to buy? Edouard seems to be the big rumour at the moment. Brendan Rodgers quoted as saying, obviously, they trained together, worked together at Celtic. Brendan Rodgers rumoured, I think he has said, that he was one of the best young strikers he's worked with. So looking for him as a replacement for Jamie Vardy. I think he scored 55 goals in 75 starts, Would you like that? James Hill says, yeah, it's an if with the Celtic striker. James, what do you mean? Make sense of that if you can. Stefan is saying, how is everybody? Hope you're all well. Ariman says, good evening. Yeah, it's good evening to you. This is Elijah out in Canada. Says, hey, for me, the biggest priority is keeping Tielemans. Youri Tielemans, there is a rumour there. Man United want to pay 56. You can do one. 56 million. Go and do one, Man United. What do you reckon to that? Get your views in. Patrick saying the transfer window opens on Wednesday. Patrick, come on. Who do you want Leicester to sign? Let us know. Neil says, what about Danduma from Bournemouth? Looks a decent player. Neil, I don't know much about him. Let me know more. Why would you sign him? That's what we want to know. Michael is saying, this is the worry. When you sign anybody from the Scottish leagues, Michael says it's the Scottish league, though. Listen, I'm sure they play well. Do they play in the pub league in Leicestershire or not? I don't know how they do if they played Loughborough Dynamo or Fry Lane Old Boys. What do you reckon? How would they get on? Bashir says 200 million for, I think you mean Tielemans there. I know what you mean. John says more like 90 million. I don't want to even talk about what Youri Tielemans is worth because I think you'll all agree he is priceless. Now, Andy says, can't wait for the fixtures to come out. When do they come out? It is soon. Is it Wednesday? The fixtures. I've got to check my diary. I can't remember. Let's add in Jack. Jack's clicked on the link. If you want to click on, you're always welcome to. Let's add Jack in. Jack, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, good.
Jack, where do you want to start? What's your number one transfer rumour you want to talk about today?
None, really. It's like, you know what I mean? You just strength and depth.
Jack
really
wants to
for
talk
me,
about...
I think.
Go on. I think you don't want to talk about any transfer rumours.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's a show called Transfer Rumours. So we're going to talk about transfer rumours, of course. But I just think strength and depth cost us last season for Champions League places. If it wasn't for so many injuries and all that, and we actually had the strong depth that we needed, instead of having these under 23 players on the bench, we would have got top four for sure. But next season will be in the promised land for Leicester as we focus on getting top four next season for sure.
Michael says Bertrand on a free would be good business. Celtic, James Hill says Celtic ain't got it. I don't want it. It's the Scottish League. Edward, Jack, what do you reckon to Edward? I mean, Brendan Rodgers obviously knows him well, so I'd trust Brendan if he thinks he's good enough for the Premier League. That would be my call on it, is he knows more about this player than most. Jack, what's your view?
He scored over 80 goals in 168 appearances for Celtic. I know people's going to question it and say, oh, but yeah, but it's the Scottish League, it's the pub league. But if you look at Van Dijk as a defender, he went from Celtic to Southampton, now he's at Liverpool. He's won the Champions League and all the other trophies, the Premier League and that with Liverpool. So you can't really criticise until he's wearing a blue shirt and then judge him from there.
Jack, if Edward, the rumoured deal is £15 million, that would sound like a bit of a bargain in today's game. If he is pretty decent, £15
million? Yeah, it's fantastic money well spent for Leicester, £15 million. It'd be great to get it over the line. Leicester seem to buy these players for a small budget and then go and sell them on for millions afterwards, so... We'll just see. Obviously, you've got Babacaris Sommer as well from Lille coming in for a reported €24 million, I think it is. So he'll be good as well because we need backup. I think Wilf last season needed a rest and then he got injured quite a few times. So,
well, Jack, Mark says nine players have gone. Four squad need a minimum of five squad players. There has been quite a clear out, obviously, with people like Wes, Fuchs, Matty James, all those going. So I think he would be... We need to get that strength in depth, don't we?
Yeah, for sure. If you looked at last season, I think we had 20 injuries out of 23 squad players in the first team. And then we had to look into the academy just to fill up the bench and stuff like that. That's why Tavares came in and Flynn and people like that from the academy because we couldn't fill our squad. If you looked at Liverpool last season, they had to do the same. They had to put bare youngsters on the bench just to fill a team. I think Leicester's main focus this season will be strength in depth. Brendan Rodgers will want to make top four again this season and make sure we get there this time. And Top's willing to back him. So he's willing to give Brendan Rodgers the backing that he needs and the money that he wants to spend and bring the player, right players in, because you, as a striker for Leicester, you've got to bring the right striker in to replace Jamie Vardy in years to come. Just hope Ed Ward can be that sort of player, not in Iheanacho, and wait 5 years just for him to score a couple more goals than what he should have been doing 5 years ago.
Absolutely, Jack. Listen, Jack, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go for a minute. I'm going to add Jono in, who's clicked in as well. So thanks, Jack, for joining us. We'll see you again in a little bit. I'll let Jack go there. Keep getting your views in. Keep getting your comments in, as many as you can. Matt Shepherd says, De Vries scored goals in Scotland. And Medhurst says, if we sign Edward, are Kelechi Iheanacho's days numbered? Listen, what we're hearing is if we have Edward, he will be the long-term replacement for Jamie Vardy. Jamie Vardy's 35 next season, and I hate to say it, but I think you could start to see the second half of this season. Maybe he wasn't quite fit, I'm not quite sure, but I don't think we were seeing the best of Jamie Vardy. I think his role's slightly changing. He's more provider, more out on the wing. Let's add Jono in. Let's get Jono in. Jono?
Nope.
Can you hear? That's Ross. I pressed a button. Well, Jono, you're going to have to wait. It's Ross. How are you doing, Ross?
Good evening. How the devil am I?
It's always a pleasure to see Ross. Not, I mean, it's not like, oh my hell, what is that? It's Ross.
Yeah, I'm good.
Come on, Ross. Rumours, mate. Winger. I'm going to ask you about wingers. Obviously, underwent. I don't think he was quite good enough. He obviously didn't make it. And Demarai Gray's gone. We're linked with Francisco Trinco, Barcelona player, under 21 for Portugal. Do you think we need a winger? And have you got any views on this Trinco?
Edward. I've not seen him play, so I can't really comment. Winger. There's two wingers I would like. Saint Maximum, 100%. I think he fit perfectly for Leicester. I think he deserves a better team than Newcastle. I mean, like, the team, players-wise. You know, I think he's, you know, look how quick he is. He's very skillful as well.
carry on. Ross, don't get distracted with the comments.
And also, another player now, another player I'd like to see. Now, a lot of people might disagree, but from Wolverhampton Wanderers, the winger, I think if we can get him good composure, I think Adama Traore could be a good key for it. And
do you think he'd come? Because obviously he's had a good season. I like the look of him, but do you think he'd leave Wolves to come to us, Ross?
Listen, we're in European football. Wolverhampton Wanderers aren't. You know, some players go to other clubs to play European football. It's like when teams get relegated to the Championship, they want to play in the highest league possible, and they leave. But some players have. You know, for example, that Buendia, I thought it would have been good to get him, but Villa have got him, which is, you know, good signing. But you say about Edward, you know, about goals in the Scottish League. Henrik Larsson played for Celtic once, and he went from Celtic to Barcelona, and he turned out very well at Barcelona. So who knows? Maybe it's like he needs the top Premier League platform to get him. £15 million. Let's face it, Edward, £15 million. Sheffield United signed a kid named Brewster, and he didn't score a goal. So I think £15 million is a bargain. You know, these days, £15 million is nothing.
Ross, I was going to say, Edward, you think you should get him. What do you reckon to this Sumer, which apparently the deal is done, is what we hear. The deal is done. It's just going to be announced over the next few days. He's a box-to-box midfielder. Does it make you worry a little bit if we are signing somebody like him that we might be letting somebody go like Ndidi?
At least then if obviously if Sumed does come in, at least then we are prepared if the Ndidi or Tielemans goes, because remember when N'Golo Kanté left, we wasn't prepared at all. But obviously, you know,
are you worried that's what we're doing? Because I'm not sure we need another player like Sumer.
I am worried, But it's, you know, it's one of the things. You can tell that people are afraid of Leicester because all the top big clubs want these players like Youri Tielemans, Ndidi. You know, I'd be more concerned if Ndidi left than Maddison. If Maddison left, I won't be as concerned as what if Ndidi left or Tielemans left. Because, you know, don't get me wrong, Maddison's a great player where he wants to be. But, you know, since the COVID-5 situation and stuff, just I won't be fussed if he left.
Scott asks, is a Sumer a done deal yet? Listen, Scott, all we're hearing is that it is going to happen. That is what we're hearing, but I can't confirm that. James Hill says Sumer looks a good player. Hitesh says Pedro Neto, not Adam Traore, he's saying there. Imtiaz is picking me up on my pronunciation. Sumer, I thought I was saying it right, Imtiaz. Somebody put me right on that. Ross, before I let you go, and I will get Jono on this time, Youri Tielemans, it's rumour, 56 million. It's a joke, isn't it?
Right, okay.
We don't want him to go anyway, but 56 million.
Right, okay. Here's logic. Okay. N'Golo Kante was £32 million. Danny Drinkwater was 35. Chilwell was 50. Maguire, all known as the fridge, was 80 million. Out of them four players, are you telling me that Maguire, Chilwell, and Drinkwater are more worth than Conte? Because N'Golo Conte should be, it should be the other way around. It should be Conte at 80 million, and then all the others fall behind. If that's the case, Tielemans is worth double of what Maguire is. I'm not saying we're going to sell him for 160 million. What I'm saying is the fact is Maguire went for 80 million pounds. We could have Man U's pants down again. I mean, not because Youri Tielemans is a cracking player. He's a lot better than Maguire. We get debts to that. You know, if Tielemans was going to leave, I think he'd either leave this season. But the thing is, he's got a year left on his contract. I'm right in saying. Is that right? No, he's got...
Yeah, he's got time. I mean, there's a new contract on there. Sports that says we put a 95 in price tag on Youri. Like you say, if you can get 55 million for Ben Chilwell, you know, Youri Tielemans worth a hell of a lot more for that. Ian says it's all just media rubbish. I think it is. I think they just want to stir things up a little bit, the media.
All it is, until it's announced on the official Leicester City website that a Leicester City player's gone or a Leicester City player's come in, it's all rumours. Until it's on the, because it's always, you know, like when you go out with someone, it's a Facebook official. Until it's official on the Leicester City website that a player has come and gone, it's all rumours at the moment. You know, if we get Edward, if we get Edward, it'll be a fantastic signing. You know, I look forward to seeing it. I think he's, you know, it'd be very good to see him up front with Vardy or him and Nacho. I think it'd be very interesting to see it. So. I was going to shoot anyway in a sec. I'm absolutely roasting. I don't know about you, Phil. How on earth you got that jumper on?
I don't because I've got I spilt dinner down my shirt, Ross. Do you want me to show you?
Go on then.
No, I'm only joking. I'll see you later, Ross. See you later. Let's let Ross go. Cheers, mate. That was Ross giving me the shock of my life, as ever. Mind you, I'll never be as shocked as when I saw Ross's salad. To be talking of Ross's salad, we do want to do a special show to show you how to make Ross's salad. So bear with us. We'll do that over the summer at some point. I'm finally going to get Jono in. Let's see if I can add him in this time. If I can press the right button.
I'm Ross. I'm not Jono.
Add him in. I'm going to have... I've just got to do a couple of admin bits. There we go. I've just got to let Jack and Sean... I'm going to have to let you go tonight. Jono, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Jono, yeah, I'm good, Jono. I'm good. What transfer rumours do you want to talk about tonight? What's tickling your fancy?
I think the Tielemans news is made me laugh because they're not, that's not the bid they're willing to give. That's just teasing. If Tielemans goes, oh, I fancy that, then they might go for more. I think it's just like getting his interest. If he's interested, then they'll put in a proper bid. But this is just to go, Tielemans, are you interested? If you are, then we'll talk. I think that's what they're doing. If it's not media trying to, you know, show things up, that's what it is. That's what I think. But the rest of it sounds really good. We need a winger, so all the signs we're getting look sound good. And Didi, I don't think will go because he was so proud to win the FA Cup. He's no showing any sign of wanting to go. So I think he will stay. I think all they're doing is building a squad there. I don't think any major players go in. I think Brenton's gone right. And the owner he said a few things that made me think he wants it. He's being serious this year. He wants top four. And we're going to spend a lot of money, you've got a lot of players to get that. That's what I think.
Yeah, indeed. I've just going to put a comment up here. Patrick saying, we need to stop publicising transfer tosh, just report the facts. Patrick, if we just report the facts, sort of like as fans. What do you want us to do, Patrick? If we walk in the pub to have a beer together, Patrick, let's meet for a beer. What do we talk? We talk about football. We talk about the rumours. We talk about the gossip. That's what we do as fans, isn't it? If you don't want to watch transfer gossip and like rumours and who should we sign, who hopefully aren't we going to sell, probably don't watch Leicester Fan TV until August the 7th when it's match day again and we're in the Community Shield against Man City. But until then, Jono, what do you reckon? We're linked with Tarkowski as well again as a centre-back. More than decent, more than holds his own in the Premier League. 50 million, it seems a bit saucy, but what do you reckon?
Yeah, I like it. I'm guessing Brennan's gone. Amati isn't the one we want to rely on if Evans gets injured. Because we don't want to bring in Didi in centre-back. That doesn't work. Yes, it kind of works, but it's not what we want. It's a good replacement. If Soyuncu, Fofana or Evans gets injured, he is like the main backup. Or even, you know, he can be playing in major FA Cup games. I think it'd be brilliant if you get him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, before last season, I thought we don't need a centre-back, obviously. We've got Benkovic is coming back. So maybe Benkovic can be a part this season. But with Wes gone and Fuchs gone, and like you say, Marty not quite, I think, trustworthy in that area. I think Tarkowski would be, I'm now brilliant. Ready to say he's worth signing. Yeah, you agree, Jono?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, no, you go.
Well, Mackie says here, Tarkowski, not even close to 50 million. I agree with that. I don't think half the players are worth half what they're paid for, but that McGuire's is sort of the going million. Rate. Pardon?
McGuire isn't worth 80 million. Look what happened to him.
No, I agree. But Tarkowski, would you pay 50 million for him, Jono?
I would pay 35. I think if it's any more than that, it's not worth it because we could spend the money elsewhere where it's more vital, especially like a winger.
Yeah, indeed. Scott says here, thanks, Scott, for watching, says, have we mentioned Ryan Bertrand yet? Good signing on a free. Any thoughts on that, Jono?
I did say that Bertrand would be really good as a good fullback because for example, Vardy and Iheanacho, I think it's good to have experience next to you. Evans, for example. Evans and Soyuncu, it's always good to have experience next to you in vital games. So if you put him next to Maddison or if you put him in midfield next to a young player, you know, it'll teach them. It'd be good. Reliable. You know he's reliable. So I think it'd be a good signing. Again, more backup.
Sam says Tarkowski is a solid defender, probably not worth 50 million. Sidon says he thinks we might get him for 20 million. I mean, go on, Jono. The prices definitely are a bit ups and downsy with the year that everybody's just had.
Well, as what I said last time, what Jono said last time was that it's all rumours until it's done. We can always gossip and what's going to happen. But again, until it's official, it's official. But I think 50 million is too steep. I think we'll whittle them down to 20 to 30 million.
Let's add in Jack again. And I've got a question for both of you. I've got a one-word answer to Baz's question. What's your answer to, is Theo Walcott worth a sniff, Jack?
No. No.
Jono?
No.
Yeah, no. It's a no from me as well, Bazza. If you'd have asked me that 18 months ago, I'd have said yes, but not now. He's had his time at Everton. I think, is he back at Southampton now? So I would say no. I think that's not worth a go. If you've got any questions you want to ask before we go, get them in and we'll give you a pretty quick answer. Like that.
We're not Arsenal. Don't take your old husbands.
What's that? Sorry.
Jack, Tarkowski. Don't
Tarkovsky. Fantastic defender. Good aerial threat in the air. Good from set pieces. He shows his presence very well. He's probably Burnley's best defender. He's in the last year of his contract now. They won't afford to let him on a free, so if they're going to let him go, it'll be this summer. Leicester's been linked with him every transfer window now. So if Burnley want to sit there and put the offer on the table and say to Leicester, £25 million, I'd take him hands down. I'd take him because Johnny Evans, you know, how many years has Johnny Evans got left in his contract? And how many years has he got left on his legs? John. So you got to start
Johnny Evans has got years left in him. Don't worry about that.
You just got to start preparing, haven't you, with these players who's over the age of 32 now.
God, you make me feel really old, Jack, with that. Andy says here, I'd rather very sniff pepper. Thing. He's talking about Baz's Baz says, cheers, lads, got feelings, lol. Baz, you know, we're only having... Get whoever your questions are, who do you think? Sam says here, let's start with Jono on this. Sam says, Zaha is looking for a move, apparently. He would fit in our squad a treat. Roy Hodgson's obviously left Palace, Jono. Zaha would be a quality addition to most teams. I wonder if the top teams like the Man Uniteds and the Liverpools don't want to touch Zaha because obviously he was at Man United and it didn't work out. Would Zaha be a great player for Leicester or not?
I'll say yes, because mainly every time we play Crystal Palace, he scores against us. So I've made that much fixture much easier. But in terms of fitting into our squad, I think, we need a good winger. And he's very dangerous. He's very quick. Him and Barnes on the wings will be, and a fast striker will be lethal to any team. With Tielemans supplying, will be a force to reckon with. So, yeah, happy to take Zaha any day.
Jack, what about you, Zaha?
I've always been a fan of him. He's matured quite a lot. He just comes across quite arrogant. And, you know, he tries diving quite a lot, but what player doesn't? It'd be a fantastic player for us. He's very skillful. He's fast. I'd take him. I think he's got the experience in the Premier League as well, which Leicester are wanting. He wants to play in Europe. He was linked with a move for Arsenal, was it? £70 million Palace wanted for him. But I don't think he's worth £70 million now. Probably about £30 to £40 million for me. And I think Leicester, if they're going to want a winger, it'd be the perfect fit.
If we get him for £100 quid...
Yeah, indeed. I think Daniel means he's missing a little M off there. Rob says he hates Zaha's attitude. He's an overhyped Demarai Gray, which I think you were alluding to. Ethan saying Zaha just isn't a winger. He can play up as well. Listen, we are just totally speculating there about Zaha.
Yeah.
I think the true rumours at the moment is Edouard Sumer are looking like they could well happen. Jono, before we let you guys go... Where do you feel Leicester will end up next season? Where do you start to feel it could go next season? Are you already excited? Are you already buying the shirt, sorting your tickets? Is it another great season for us?
Yeah, I think so. I reckon the bad luck of fourth will break. I think we'll all get top four next season, especially with the players we've been linked with. And I think we have a chance of winning a trophy. I think with squad depth this year, I reckon we can do EFL Cup. I reckon next season, trophy and fourth, I reckon.
Brilliant, Jono. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us. Jack, what's your views? Cheers, Jono.
Before every season starts now, I always say top six for Leicester. The FA Cup this season has made it more special for us because we didn't expect it. Leicester are the unexpected football team who never guarantee to do things, but they do it the hard way, don't they? We're a dream come true, basically. That's how we put Leicester down to Champions League nights, Premier League winners, FA Cup winners. We've been through so much as a football club in the last 13 years with relegation to League One. And look where we are now. We're a top six football team for sure. if we can sign these players, what we need to sign, then yeah, why not top four? Let's compete with the so-called big boys, the Tottenhams and the Arsenals ain't there anymore. Leicester are taking over, mate. Don't worry about that. But yeah, I think maybe we could win the Europa League. No guarantee though, but get your money on it. I've said
brilliant,
it.
Jack. Brilliant, Jack. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to let you go and I'm going to go through as many comments as possible. Thanks, Jack, for joining us. Let's get your views in there, the last few ones. Hitesh says, eighth and go for it in the EL. Patrick, come on. You've lost me there. EL, European League. Sorry. Rob saying third and the Europa League final in there. Sidon says we'll win the Europa League, Carabao Cup and Community Shield, the treble. Be nice. Listen, I don't know why. Community Shield. I don't know why teams don't take it a bit more seriously. They need to rebrand it because it is, after all, the winners of the FA Cup against the winners of the league. Why does everybody not take it seriously? I do not understand why it has that feel of just a pre-season friendly in there. Hitesh says, watch Villa next season. They're going for top six. Hitesh, I'll be watching Leicester City. Sorry, mate. I'm not going to be watching Villa. I hope they get relegated, to be fair. in there. Players starting to prefer Leicester than the likes of Arsenal, says Paul. Listen, this is what happens. I said it. If I'm not going to go on to this, we've got Champions League, because it would help encourage better players. But the fact we've got Europa League, the fact we've just won the FA Cup, it helps us attract players rather than going to the likes of Arsenal. Clairbro says, why would you sell Maddison? Don't be stupid. I don't think any of us want to sell Maddison, to be fair. Or do you? Let me know if you do want to sell him. Hopefully we don't. Andy, I'm definitely with Andy. I think we can win the Premier League again. I know I would never have said that until we actually won it. I actually think we can win it again. I look at last season's results and go, oh, if only we hadn't lost those games at home, because we did the hard work last season. If you go through last season's fixtures and go, we won at Arsenal, we won at Man City, we beat Man United, all these games we won. If we'd have just beaten some of those teams at home, we really could have been challenging for the Premier League title last season and maybe should have done, let alone missing out on the Champions League. Anyway, yes, I agree, Hitesh. I agree with you on that. Community Shield should be rebranded the English Super Cup. It's so obvious. Repackage it. Back in the day, we used to pay 20p for a cup of coffee. Now it's a Frappuccino Latte Smarty with froth on it and you pay £3.99. That's what we need to do, is rebrand the Community Shield. Where think you need to see where big go, then see what business we do, then predict position. Bazza, you are dead right with that one. I will agree with you on that one. But we're just ending the show with a bit of where do you think we'll go as it stands now. But Bazza, you're right. We need to make signings. We've let a lot of players go. Thanks for joining us. It's been a hot one. I'm a bit hot in this. I tell you what, I wish I hadn't spilt my dinner down my shirt. Then I wouldn't have had to wear this. Don't forget, follow us at Leicester Fan TV, wherever you're watching. We're going to be doing loads of transfer news every day at lunchtime. We're going to be doing that now. Check the website out, which is leicesterfantv.com. New competition starting this week to win one of the brand new Leicester City shirts, thanks to our pals at ADT and Everard. So make sure you go to the website, as ever. Thanks to these guys who do make us do the shows. If you've got a local business and you want to get your name up there or wherever, yes, of course, these guys help us do this stuff. I have to give them a shout out. But most of all, we can't do it without your comments. So last couple of comments. Bazza says, keep the faith. Sandeep, thanks for your cool words. Carmen, thank you. Kane says, come on, Leicester. Kane says, goodbye. Sean, I'm sorry about the link tonight. It just was not working. Bazza says, top show as ever. Appreciate that, Bazza. But without your comments, it's nothing, mate. So from me, what's going on this week, you ask? Jack is live on Wednesday around 8 o'clock. So join him. It'll be more gossip. It'll be more transfer rumours. Maybe even a signing. Then Jamie is live on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. live from the Fox's Arms in Alcudia. I'm back on Monday. We'll be doing some stuff during the Euros as well, for those of you who are at all bothered, in our home nations. And mostly we'll be keeping an eye on Leicester players. I don't know whether to support Belgium this year. What do you think to that? Anyway, I'm going to let you all go. Thanks so much for watching us. We'll see you on the next one. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. Thank you for watching.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feeding, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.